Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And I hope that in some way this morning that I can lift up the name of Jesus, that that I might help someone to see that there's a loving Savior that cares for you. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's a wonderful promise of God. And
yes, it is, Brother Ron.
I believe that it's to everyone that will believe and call upon his name.
For right, brother.
It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I believe that's positive terms, brethren. And if we're waiting until the judgment, the great white throne judgment, it's going to be too late. But when God is calling a man, and God must call you, Jesus said, no man can come unto me except my Father which has sent me. I draw him, and he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, but I will raise him up again at the last day. And that's the promise that we have of God. And the God that hung the stars, that made the sun and the moon, that created us, brother, a God created us for a purpose. A God created man that he might get glory out of him. And brother, I've said many times, if God is not getting the glory out of your life, you're the loser. God is still just as glorious, brother. He still owns this whole world and everything that's in it.
He sure does. Ronnie.
I want to honor his name.
Above everything there is.
Above everything in this world, I want God to be pleased with me.
And yes, sir.
I believe that we can feel that way,
yes,
Brother
sir.
Terry. I really believe that, because I we find that there was a man by the name of Enoch who was the seventh generation from Adam, and he died not, but the Lord took him. And that's the way we're going to go, brother. The Lord is going to take us out of this world.
Right.
But that spirit that lives down in our heart, it's not going to die. It's got eternal life. It's got it right now, brother. Just as sure as you've been born again, you have eternal life.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We're living in eternity.
You
know
doing?
That? We're going to change places one of these days. We're going to change bodies, brother. This whole body is going back to the dust from which it came, but God is going to give us a brand new one.
There you go, Ronnie.
And we're in eternity now.
I remember a few years ago, I guess about 20 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, trying to raise my family and working day and night almost seemed like, and on the weekends, sometimes get out and drive 100 miles to church.
Yeah, I remember it.
I was getting tired, and this old body was getting tired and weary, and I was coming back from down in the mountains one weekend, and as I come up the road, I thought, the way I'm going, I'm going to wear this whole body out. You know, the next thing, I believe the Lord, he spoke to me and he said, as soon as you do, I'm going to give you a brand new one. So I ain't got nothing to worry about, brother. I ain't got a thing to worry about. We want to make it real to you. This thing is real. It wasn't done in a corner. You cannot go 5 miles away across this country that you don't see a church somewhere. Let that be a sermon to you that somebody believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't done in a corner. And God is there.
Bless you, Brother Ronnie.
There was a young man that I was working with here a while back, and something was said about dying, and he said, well, said, you don't have to worry about it. I said, I'm kind of worried about it. And I said, you know what the secret to not worrying about it is? I said, it is no secret. It is no secret. What God has done for me, he'll do for the next man. I was a sinner, lost, rendered, undone. And God spoke to me, and I called upon his name. And he saved me, and he will you too. He will you too. And I don't, I'm like the brother here. I don't care what you've done. It ain't none of my business. God knows all about it anyway. I've heard of a kind of a scenario where a man sells his soul to the devil. Brother, I don't believe that. I'll tell you, you never signed your name right on a piece of paper and said so that you'd sell you. But you can't sell something that is not yours. All souls are mine, saith the Lord. God owns your soul. God owns your soul. He'll do with it what he pleases. But if you'll please God, I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll give you a home in heaven. And more than that, he'll give you peace and joy down here in this life. He'll give you peace and joy. Brother, I wouldn't trade what I feel down in my heart
for
Warren Buffett's money. I wouldn't. I'd be a loser in that deal. I'd be a loser in that deal. God is. I believe that God is still calling men, and as long as there's time, I believe that God'll be standing with outstretched arms, saying, "Come unto me.
Come.
That's what the word says. Come. Come unto Jesus. Come and while you still have breath in your body, and because when the breath goes out of this body,
when night comes, it's
going to be too late then. It's going to be too late. And I was reading this morning, and I was reading about the tree of life, and we find it right in the very beginning of Genesis, that God put the tree of life there in the garden. We find over in the book of Revelations, the tree of life. That's Jesus. I want you to know that. God never did tell Adam not to take of that tree of life, did he? But after that Adam sin, brethren, he put him forth from the garden to keep the way of the tree of life. It wasn't to keep the tree of life, but to keep the way of the tree of life. I'll tell you, without holiness, I don't believe we'll see God. You must be made holy. And you cannot do that on your own. But if you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll make us holy, brethren. And without that holiness, I don't believe that we would fit in heaven, would we?
No.
We just wouldn't fit in. And we won't fit in the church down here without that, brethren. I heard somebody mention about the homosexual coming into the church. It just won't fit, brethren. It just won't fit.
Unless he's repenting.
Unless he's repenting. Now, if he's repented, why?
He's no more homosexual.
He ain't still a practicing homosexual. I believe that there's a repentance that the goodness of God leadeth us
to
repentance, brethren. It's not so much what we can do, but I believe that when God puts that burden of sin upon us, we done everything we could, Brother Terry, to get rid of it, didn't we?
Yeah.
And in the end, we couldn't budge it one bit.
No.
We couldn't budge it one bit. But
power.
When we called upon the name of the Lord, that burden rolled away, didn't it? He cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. So I'm gonna give way now. And I hope the best that I can hope for you is that you would call upon the name of the Lord. If you're here and unsaved today, I want you to call. I'm like the brother. I won't beg you to join the church, but I'll beg you to call upon the name of the Lord. Because I know that if you'll call upon him from the very depths of your heart, that he'll answer your prayers. He said he would. He said he would not cast a beggar away. And if we'll come to him begging, I tell you, without a commitment, Brother Terry, I don't believe that one person in this building has been made a child of God without a full commitment unto God. God, whatsoever you want me to do, I'll do the very best that I can.
There you go.
I failed in that commitment many times, but you know, God, He takes us from what we feel from the heart, brethren. Not our ability, amen, but in our desire.
That's right, brother.
You see, there was a man that had died, and he had a sister, and she called for Jesus to come, and he was a little late in coming, they thought.
Deliberately.
God works in His ways. But when she saw him, she said, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." But Lord, we know that even now, whatsoever you would ask in the Father's name, that he would not deny it.
Yeah.
And she believed that he could raise her brother from the dead. Never seen that before, but she believed it was possible for him to do that. They went to the tomb, and Jesus said, "Roll back a stone." And then she said, "But Lord, by now he stinketh." What was that faith that she had spoke of just a few minutes before that? Just a little while before that. What did the Lord do? He took her faith at its highest peak, didn't he? Not when she began to doubt. We all have our doubts from time to time. We get weak. Even Peter, when he was walking upon the water, something that no other man had ever done, I don't believe. He was walking on the water, and he looked around, and he began to doubt, and he began to sink. He said, "Lord, save me, or I perish." The Lord just stretched out his hand and picked him up, didn't he? And he'll do the same for us. He'll do the same for us. He'll do the same for you. If you're sinking in doubts and despair, call upon Jesus. Call upon him. And I don't know of a better time than today. Today is the day of salvation. If you'll hear his voice. If you'll hear his voice. And I really believe that the Spirit of the Lord has been here this morning, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's liberty. You're welcome.